Every once in a while, and you know, I'm sure you've all felt this. Every once in a while, you just hear your parent. Maybe, you know, if you're a woman, you hear your mother in your voice, or you hear your father if you're a guy. And my whole life, I listened to my father on a microphone because he's a musician, not because he just walked around with a microphone. But and every once in a while, I'll just make a real small noise, and I'm like, "Dad, is that Dad?" Well, thank you for making it in this wonderful morning. We are continuing in our Let's Worship series. Danny's not here for me to thank him for stepping in last minute last week, but he did a great job. I really enjoyed listening to his message, and the message I've got this morning changed a little bit. It's not the one that I was going to deliver 2 weeks ago because a lot has changed in just one short week, and so you know, as the weekend. As we kind of started to see the results of Harvey and what was going on, I started thinking about a different thing to talk about today. So we're going to talk about because of you, but before we start, we're going to pray because it's because of him, right? Thank you, God, for bringing us together this morning. Thank you for just the many blessings that we have. Thank you for this building, as unique as it is to us. Lord, it's dry. It's got power. We're so blessed. Thank you for all the little things that we all probably thought about this week that we had taken for granted for a long time. Clear roads, full grocery stores, maybe not full gas stations, Lord, but we thank you for all of the little blessings that we've had. As we go into this time of worship together and learning, I just ask that your spirit move amongst us. Lord, we know that you're here, for you tell us you are. And we just ask that through these few minutes that we all hear in our hearts, in our souls, and in our minds the message that you would have us hear. We say these things in your son's name. Amen. So gratitude and service is kind of where my mind was this week because we saw so much of it. And last week, Danny kind of did a really good job of taking the word worship and all the different forms that worship takes. And he kind of went through the different definitions, the different types of worship. And I'm going to do a similar thing. I'm going to look at a single phrase, because of you, but I'm going to look at it in a couple of different ways. So the first verse that I'm going to look at is 1 Thessalonians 3:9. And Paul is writing a letter to the church at Thessalonica after he had just gotten the report back from Timothy about the face of that church. And it says, "How we thank God for you. Because of you, we have great joy as we enter into God's presence." See, everybody's got a story. Everybody can say, "Because of you." And my story is full of because of you moments. So I'm going to look at this phrase three different ways this morning. And the first way I'm going to look at it is y'all are you to me. And my because of you, y'all are you. I keep doing that. It's going to be a theme. In 1980, at an unknown church in Fort Worth, Texas, there were members of that church praying for a bus ministry. Because of my neighbor on Foster Street in Lake Worth, Texas, they encouraged his son to invite me to go to church with him. And because of those people, I was saved. I'm not sure how I made it for the next 19 years. I'm sure it was my parents, my grandparents, friends, or unknown to others. But I know for sure that because of Mark and Deborah praying for the man that would become the husband of their daughter, I was blessed and protected. Because of Mike Gillespie praying for a young woman in his youth group at North Davis Church of Christ, Jennifer was a wonderful 15-year-old girl that I could not get out of my mind. Because Vira Vaughn was praying for her granddaughter to become a great wife and a mother, and she said that I could be her grandson-in-law the first time that she met me. And I think that I always held a special place because of that. I got the opportunity to keep Jennifer out an hour later that night. Because of Art and Jarita Sykes praying for their granddaughter and their great-granddaughter and the new guy. Because the members of Victory Fellowship are praying for, mentoring, and loving the Vaughn family and Jennifer, I moved halfway across the United States and built a marriage and a family. Because of the members of Westlink Church of Christ, Jennifer and I were propped up in God's grace when we had completely ran out of it for each other. Because of Sally Frazier and the CCC Music Camp, my girl started to see the love of Christ at an early age. Because of Terry Cagle, I saw how a man should love and honor his wife. Because of Betty Carlson, because of Betty Carlson's kind words, I felt like I made a difference the first time I spoke at CCC. Because of David Connolly, my daughter wanted to come to youth group. I could go on and share a moment, a prayer, an encouraging word, or some other thing for each person in this room. Because of each of you, there's a special moment that I can look back on and say that you've contributed to not only my story, but my family's story. I could talk about Georgie and the youth group, or Steve Barnett and Sunday mornings. I could talk about Christmas parties and Super Bowl gatherings. And I could talk about the difference that Bob Strader is making here. Because of you, each and every one of you, my family has a church family and a church home. Paul was saying that just hearing about the faith of the church at Thessalonica gave him encouragement in his persecution. I am saying that because of you, I am encouraged and better able to serve my family and the Lord in all I do. We need to take time to thank those around us that are part of our story. We need to give them those words of recognition. It is a blessing to those that have done things for us to hear how they have encouraged us. Have you ever had someone share a story or a moment where you had affected them? There's a few that I can think of. Up until a few years ago, when I decided to mostly stop carrying a wallet, there was a small card in it from a woman that worked for me in Greenville, North Carolina in 2001. When I left that restaurant and moved to Durham, North Carolina, she gave me a card that simply said, "Thank you. You are a blessing to so many people." I carried that card in my wallet for the next 14 years. And no matter how many times I cleaned out my wallet, that card always made the cut. Each and every time I came across it, I would take a moment and be encouraged by just the thought and the memory of Miss Jackie and the fact that I had made an impact on her and those around her. I'll never forget being invited to a one-year sober gathering for a young lady that I worked with. I'd never been to an AA meeting or an NA meeting. I had no idea what to expect, but I was invited and I wanted to support her. I walked into that, I think it was a YMCA room, absolutely no idea what would happen. And she stood up and she said, "Because of me giving her a chance to get a job to provide for her family a year ago, she was contributing sobriety to me." That is amazing. So I've told you that y'all are you to me. The next thing I want you to think about is whose you are you. Or maybe we could say, how can you try to be you to more people? This aspect of service is really at the heart of so much of our daily worship. The next few verses we're going to look at are from Hebrews chapter 13. Keep on loving each other as brothers and sisters. Don't forget to show hospitality to strangers. For some who have done this have entertained angels without realizing it. Remember those in prison as if they were yourself. Remember also those being mistreated as if you felt their pain in your own bodies. That first verse, keep on loving each other as brothers and sisters. This is at the root of so many of the because of you stories, just love. Ask yourself, how can I spend more time loving and less time hating? I know for me, when I put my relationships into categories, once you reach the level of family with me, I have much more grace, much more appreciation for the things you do and the sacrifices that you've gone through. How powerful would our faith be if we could look at others as brothers and sisters? How would we be able to turn away from a situation based on someone's skin color or who that person decided to love, or how that person was dressed. If we are loving each other as family, we don't care what church they go to, or even if they go to church, or what color their hair may be. If Jesus says to love your neighbor as yourself, there is no question that this is the type of deep, unconditional love for those around us as a high form of worship. If we are showing this type of love, then it's because of us that the world is a brighter place that resembles God's kingdom come on earth. The second line here, don't forget to show hospitality to strangers. That's the second verse. I've had great examples of this in my time with the Vaughn family. Mark and Deborah's home when Jennifer and Aaron and Allison were younger was like a home for wayward souls. I never knew who was living there. I can guarantee you that there are so many people out there that tell Mark and Deborah because of you stories. Jennifer and I were talking last night, and she couldn't even remember some of the people's names who lived in their house. Such an attitude of hospitality. So besides letting someone live in your home, how can we live out this type of worship? It's greeting the new kid in class or asking the new person at work to join you for lunch. I'm sure that some of us could tell because of you stories about when we were that new kid in class or we were that new person at work. It's Sarah Miller opening her home to kids in the South Bronx to give them a safe place and a good meal. It's Jessica Weaver in a completely foreign country doing wonderful things. The third verse here, remember those in prison as if you were there yourself. This does not need to be a physical prison. Perhaps it's a prison of sin or a prison of addiction. Maybe it's a prison of a relationship or a prison of working too much. These are all situations that we can help our brothers and sisters. Perhaps it looks like helping them realize that they're not free and they are in a prison. Or perhaps it's just spending time with them to let them know that they are not alone. The last half of that verse, being mistreated. Remember also those being mistreated as if you felt their pain in your own bodies. I'd recommend if you haven't heard Bob and Sarah's message from a few weeks ago about having the deck stacked against you, that you go back and listen to that one because they do a much better job unpacking that than I can. The next set of verses I want to look at this morning is same chapter, Hebrews 13, verse 16. And don't forget to do good and to share with those in need. These are the sacrifices that please God. Over the past 10 days, our city, our state, and our country have come together to give and to share with our friends, families, and strangers all across the affected areas from Hurricane Harvey. There is no doubt that the outpouring of love and generosity there is something that we've never probably seen. It's an event that we've never seen before. Not many times in our lives can we say that we've seen something for the first time. But when the weatherman comes on and says that they had to create a new color for the rain map to represent how much rain has fallen, we know it's something that's been extraordinary. And we're rallying. We're doing our part. We are sharing with those in need. And we've done that in our past when we've seen friends and families that have been in places in need. Maybe it's a financial need or an emotional need. And we do a really good job of doing that when it's in our face. My encouragement this morning is those first three words, and don't forget. Because the news will find something else to talk about. And Hurricane Harvey and Houston, Texas, and Beaumont and Rockport will be forgotten all too soon. But let's not forget that is a long, long process. Those people around us that have had a need, perhaps we reach back out to see how they're doing 6 months, a year, 2 years later. Let's not forget. So that's my section on how you can be somebody else's you. My final point this morning is this. God is always you. When we say because of you, no matter the circumstances, we need to keep in mind that in spite of our own efforts, James in in James 1, it says, "So don't be misled, my dear brothers and sisters. Whatever is good and perfect is a gift coming down to us from God our Father, who created all of the lights in the heavens. He never changes or casts a shifting shadow. He chose to give birth to us by giving us his true word, and we, out of all creation, became his prized possessions." What awesome worship to our Lord and Savior this is. We recognize that all of these good things come from him. How many times have we heard, "The Lord told me to call you. The Lord told me to stop the car. The Lord told me to give this gift. The Lord told me to say these words." When we put ourselves into the state of gratitude and make sure that we are elevating him and giving God the glory, we are in a natural state of worship. For God so loved the world because of him, that he gave his one and only Son because of him. That whoever believes in him because of him shall not perish but have eternal life because of him. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him because of him. Let's keep in mind this week that because of you, stories are all around us. We can say, because of you, so many wonderful things are happening. We can become because of yous for so many other people. People that we don't even know are saying that about us. Those people, I don't even remember the name of the church that brought me to the Lord. But it was because of them that I stand here today. It's a powerful thing for us to think about. Because of you, I am having a great Sunday. Thank you.